It's Monday the 21st of November. It's day 21 of Napod Pomo, and this show has been delayed by just enough to allow me to get myself a cup of tea. It's called Getting Your Priorities Straight. Come on, everybody likes a cup of tea, don't they? Yeah, it's a good way to start the day. Particularly when I didn't leave myself enough time to make a nice cup of coffee. Anyway, good morning, everybody. I hope you're well. Hope you had a good weekend. Welcome to Monday. Welcome to the week. This day marks the end of week 3 of Napod Pomo. Excuse me, which means there are only 9 shows left after this one. Woohoo! I hear you cry. Yeah, whatever. I've got a cracking track for you today, a real blaster. It's going to be, you're going to love it. You really are. But before I do, I just want to mention a couple of drum related things. For those that don't know, I am a wannabe drummer. excuse me. I play drums at my local church, and we are rehearsing a piece from 1973 called Swinging Samson, which tells the story of Samson and Delilah with music and singing in the space of about 10 minutes. And you're really looking forward to that. I'm going to try and dig out some links from YouTube, stick in the show notes for you to listen to, just to give you an idea of what it is that we're going to be doing. But we've only given ourselves a couple of weeks to do it, which will be interesting. I think the general idea is that we get it practiced and rehearsed and ready for the Christmas celebration, which is, I think, on December the 11th, which is only 3 weeks away. Yeah, it's only 3 weeks away. Personally, I can't see it happening. I don't think we're going to be ready by then. But if we are, it'll be good. The other drummy thing I wanted to mention is what I'm saving up for at the moment. Now, I don't have a drum kit of my own, and to buy a drum kit with a full acoustic or a digital set will take up a fair amount of space in this house, space that we don't actually have. My second line manager at work brought in this box, and it's probably a mini tea crate size. You can sit on it with your feet flat on the ground. And that's kind of what you do. You sit on it and you whack it with your hands. It's called a cajon drum, C-A-J-O-N, correctly pronounced cajon. Not to be confused with cajones, which is something completely different. If you try and hit those, the only benefit you'll get out of that is the ability to sing higher. Work that one out for yourself. so I've got my eye on this cajon drum, which has a set of snare wires built in, which are adjustable. So depending on how you hit it and how you got the snare set, it'll either sound like a bongo, or it'll sound like a proper, you know, snare drum. And it really looks nice, and it sounds nice as well. And there are loads of accessories you can get for it, like a bag, which I think is going to be kind of critical if I do get one, if I'm going to be carrying it around. You can also get what's called a cymba stick, which velcros onto the side of the box, because where you're sat on it, and you basically hit the drum that's between your legs, and then on the right or left hand side there's this stick that sticks up, which has got it's like a tambourine, a stick tambourine, and you just hit it when you feel you need to. It sounds weird, I know, but I will put a link into the show notes to the website where I'm probably going to be getting excuse me, my one from. And there are some videos on there to show you how the various bits work. But I also found on Amazon yesterday, I think it was, a little, it looks like a wedge of wood that you tap your foot on, and it plugs into your amplifier, and it kind of acts like a bass drum, a kick drum, but it's based on the the impact of you tapping it that makes the sound, but then it amplifies it and gives it a nice bassy feel, which would be nice. And you can also get a dedicated microphone that basically wedges into the porthole on the back of the drum, which means you can be wired up to amplifier as well. But yeah, like I say, show notes will be in the links will be in the show notes at thebugcast.org to let you have a look at of what it is I'm intending to get. Once I've got it, I will do some recordings of me playing it, which might be fun. Okay, enough waffle. Let's go on to today's track. As I said, this is an absolute kicker, and I know you're going to enjoy it. This is a Nottingham band called In Isolation. Now, I actually played this track on 181 of the Bugcast, which, if I remember rightly, because again, I haven't got my show notes open, was on the 15th of October of this year. Okay, so that's it. Have a great day. I'll speak to you tomorrow, and I shall leave you with In Isolation with their track, The Wrong Girl. Have a great day.
This could be a sore point. Should close friends go first?